Now, to begin with, what difference, I don't know how many times you've been to Australia, what difference do you see with the imperial invasion here that happened in 1788 and the fact that we are all living off it as to what happened, and the Americans in Iraq wish to live off what happened, the oil that's in Iraq. Now, do you see any difference between where we are as white non-Indigenous Australians occupying a land? Do you see any difference between us and what America's doing in Iraq?
Yeah, I do. And actually, there's a very big difference. And the difference is as follows, that in the 18th century and 19th century, the old colonial empires of Europe were in search of land and space and determined to get it as best they could. And they were totally brazen about it. And they said that the native peoples, one of them even said that now, one of their ideologues, that the people who live on these lands have no rights to them in face of a superior civilization. Classic example of colonial imperialism of the late 18th, 19th century. In Australia, they found a land which was thinly populated and embarked on genocide. In India, they couldn't do that. So even there were differences. In Indonesia, the Dutch couldn't do that. In South Africa, the Dutch did that in some parts, but not completely, as we see today. So there is no equality or analogy even between what happened then and what is happening now. I tell you this very bluntly. There is no way in which the United States can implant a population in Iraq and run it. That's what it would mean if we are making it analogous to what happened in Australia and partially in New Zealand. That's what it would mean. They can't do it, and they don't even plan to do it. The United States prefers to run countries essentially through relays, through local people who do their bidding. That's how they run the world at the moment. That's why they need their Howards and their Blairs and their Saudi kings and their Arab sheikhs. That's how they do it. And their generals here and there. They don't like occupying countries directly. So it's not even an interesting analogy, with great respect, because it's so way out.